It's a mess. On your soccer front, SuperSport brushed aside AmaZulu in the APSA Premiership. Serena Williams ends a three-year title drought in Auckland. And Real Madrid win Super Cup with help from cynical savior Valverde. Is it Valverde?
Valverde.
Yes. Details coming up at 8:30.
All right. Out on your roads this morning on the N3 northbound. There's been an accident just after the Geldenhuys interchange. That's causing some queuing traffic. If you're in Albertville on 5th Street eastbound, there's been an accident also at John Adamson Drive. That's causing some major delays. Look out for another accident. That's just off the Linksfield Road on the N3 southbound. That's causing some delays just as you off-ramp. In Auckland, there's faulty traffic lights at Pretoria Street and Park Street. They're also out at Scott and Stirling and Waverley, at Rivonia Road and Elon Road, all the way out in Morningside this morning. And finally, if you're out in Olivedale, look out for delays at President Foshea Drive and Jacaranda Avenue with faulty traffic lights there as well. If there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you're welcome to tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning for UJFM News. I am Mashal Mukale. While the economy is showing no sign of recovery, President Cyril Ramaphosa has recommitted the ANC to reigniting growth. He says the party is working on job creation and restoration of ESCOM. The ANC released its January 18th statement on Saturday in Kimberley, where Ramaphosa addressed thousands of party supporters. Ramaphosa reassured the public that ESCOM will not be privatized.
We are going to strengthen ESCOM so that it can deliver energy as it should. Right now, yes, we understand very clearly the concerns that South Africans have.
Meanwhile, there is a low probability of load shedding today with the country's power system showing some improvement. ESCOM says its teams worked around the clock to bring more generating units back online. The utility has again asked South Africans to use electricity wisely. On Friday, ESCOM board chairperson Jabu Mabuza resigned unexpectedly over the power station's failure to avoid blackouts ahead of today. The ANC in Gauteng has sent condolences to the family and friends of Mogale City Mayor Patrick Lipudi. The mayor was admitted to the Helen Joseph Hospital on Saturday morning and died yesterday after a short illness. Lipudi was 59 years old. ANC Bones Mudisa.
The ANC is very devastated.